Okay, guys, it looks like we're good to go, and I'd like to first of all welcome everybody out on this Tuesday evening. I always appreciate and I'm humbled the numbers of people that that do chime into our calls, listen to the information that we have to share. We truly do try our best to bring good, solid information that can be applied to people's lives and help improve their quality of life. My name is Shan Stratton. I'm owner of Core Health Products. And Core Health Products puts this call on the last Tuesday of every month. And we're considering changing that to do it a little bit more often again. We're getting a lot of requests for that. But a big part is, gosh, I just feel like there's so much information that we need to get out there, that people need to hear and understand to be able to improve that quality of life that so many people are looking for. So that being said, please stay informed on when our calls are. You can follow us on our Facebook. That's where we always post what calls we're doing, what events we're doing, where across the country we're doing demonstrations or whatever the case might be. And that's at Core Health Products. Facebook, /CoreHealthProducts.com. Also, our website at CoreHealthProducts.com. Folks, there is so much information on our site, and we continue to build into that. Some of it I'm going to reference tonight, but one of which Chris alluded to a little earlier, in our Knowledge Center, take some time. If you have some time and you go onto our website, under the tab Knowledge Center, we have everything from all of our recorded conference calls dating back all the way back to the year 2010. So I would bet we've got 50, 55, 60 different recorded conference calls from industry experts, trainers, athletes, and so on. We've got video references in there. We've got a section where there's about 20 short 3-minute videos on what are enzymes. What is what are whole food vitamins? How do enzymes work? What is Core Health Pack and why was it created? We just have so much information on there, blogs and all kinds of articles and testimonials. So I hope that if you do get a chance, go to that Knowledge Center and then give us feedback. Let us know what you liked or what may have really helped you or testimonials that you might have. That's part of our mission here at Core Health Products, is to provide the education that people need to improve their quality of life or to allow for an alkaline lifestyle. So that being said, I'd like to just jump right into the call tonight. I'm not even going to give much of any of the intro stuff that I was thinking about talking about. There's just too much information that I want to make sure that we get shared tonight. So I want to jump right into the call. As most of you know, the call tonight was really about how do we get that old you back, and what we meant by that. Many of you probably already know, but how do we regain that youthfulness that so many people are searching for? Not just you on the call, but people across this great country and across the world are searching desperately daily to be able to find that youthfulness that they used to have, that energy that they used to have, that desire to do things or to be aggressive or to be active that they used to have. And that should not be something that we just dream about. Folks, we can find that youthfulness again. But to do that, I think we need to understand some things that are very important. So often, we consider or we look at our activity levels or our energy levels and tie that to our age, which is just a number. When in reality, and this is part of a great blog that John Nardozzi just finished up. In fact, he's our guest on the call tonight, and I'm going to have him share some stuff with you here in just a minute. But he does such a great job of bringing to the forefront of our mind that there is so much more to regaining that youthfulness than just saying, well, my metabolism is slowed down. Okay? Folks, there is no reason that metabolism has to be any slower at the age of 50 or 60 than it does at the age of 18, 19, 20. Now, if there's nothing done, if we just go along and live life without being actively pursuing that increase in metabolism, then it is going to slow down. My point is, though, there are some things that we can do to increase that metabolism. There are things that we can do to increase the actual energy within the tissue sites within our body. There are some things that we can do that allow us to turn back those hands of time, if you will, and find some of that usefulness. So, Jeremy, are you on the call already? Did you make it on?
I did, Shan.
Great. I appreciate it, and I had to ask because John actually came straight from work to be on this call, and I really do appreciate it. Without going into too much detail for you listeners, John is truly an unbelievable individual in all the things that he has accomplished and all the things that he's really done for us here at Core Health Products. But John actually has a degree in religion and philosophy, and as well as personal training. But his actual expertise is in nutrition and supplementation. And any of you that have had the opportunity to read our new book, Living Alkaline in an Acidic World, John was a contributing editor and author in that. Unbelievable information, but he just finished a blog that I've had the pleasure of reading over the last few days, and it was perfect for what we're talking about tonight. So I asked him if he'd come on the call and share kind of the overview about what that blog is and some of his insight into what we're talking about. So, John, with that being the topic tonight, again, thank you for being on the call, and I'm going to turn it over to you just to share some of your thoughts on it.
Well, I definitely appreciate it, Shan. Regardless if I work a 12-hour day at a hospital, no matter how tired I am, when somebody asks me to share, you know, true health and well-being, it doesn't matter how tired and exhausted I am. I'm always pumped up and, you know, ready to go, like I just had my full 8 hours of sleep. So I definitely am really excited about going ahead and diving in and definitely getting started here. Pretty much what I wanted to do with this article would basically talk about the misperceptions and possibly misconceptions of how we gauge or how we make judgments on somebody's health. We use signposts like athletic ability, somebody's personal endurance, their physical physique, and their age. Now, that is a true and a false statement, and I want to touch on more on why that is actually false. It's false because majority of Americans, including myself, I've been in personal training and also fitness training for 18 years, and a lot of Americans, including myself, consume massive amounts of cooked animal foods, dairy, alcoholic drinks, or energy drinks, or all these other acidic drinks. Some of us overtrain, which creates large amounts of oxidative stress. And in our book, we talk about two different types of enzymes. There's more than two, but I'm just going to focus on two. And one is your digestive enzymes that helps you break down food, and you're also your metabolic enzyme, which is basically helps all your organs and tissues and things like that to function. Well, as we're consuming massive amounts of these acidic drinks, overtraining, too much cooked and pasteurized foods and GMO foods and things like that, it causes our bodies to use the metabolic enzymes that make everything else function in our body to come in and assist our digestive enzymes. So over time, this lowers the enzymes in all of those tissues and organs that accelerate aging. Now, some people may be asking the question, well, but a lot of our athletes are bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, all of these different things. So, you know, what is the big deal? You know, the big deal is going back to the enzyme and tissue level. And for many people, they don't really realize when they eat these foods and drink these substances, it actually creates a false sense of well-being. It overstimulates the endocrine system, primarily your adrenal glands. So most often, we won't ever feel our enzymes in our tissues and things like that age because we're being overly stimulated by all these other different types of foods that we are consuming. But the truth of the matter is... Go ahead.
And John, let me add right there where you're talking about the adrenals being taxed. Okay, what glands or what organs provide much of the energy that we're looking for each and every day? And that is our adrenal glands or our adrenaline. So anything that negates or depreciates from that adrenal system causes a reduction in energy. So anything we can do to support those adrenal glands, that adrenal system, the longer we're going to have energy or usefulness, correct?
That's right, yes. Absolutely right. Absolutely. Okay. And so, like I said, it's true in the sense that, you know, physique sometimes and endurance and athletic ability and age does have a factor in health and longevity. But here is the truth of the matter. If we want those things to be truly markers of health and longevity, then we have to go over on this other side of how we alkalize the body. Like you've said multiple times, Shan, there's different pH ranges throughout the body. But we're just primarily talking about preserving our buffering system, primarily found in our bones and connective tissues, our electrolyte buffer system, by supplying the type of nutrients to not only exhaust our metabolic enzymes, but supply enzymes from raw foods, superfoods, supplemental plant-based enzymes, which we have, fermented and sprouted foods, because those kinds of foods are able to pre-digest in the stomach, in the upper portion of the stomach, well before it even hits the lower portion of the stomach and enters into the small intestine, and about 10% of enzymes left over in those raw, super and fermented and sprouted foods will actually go and turn into red blood cells and actually go and supply enzymes to the metabolic enzymes to help build and repair our tissues and our organs. And those types of things don't allow for our bodies to exhaust themselves, because we are truly, and I get this from Dr. Edward Howell in some of his books, The Great 20th Century Biochemist, who coined the phrase enzyme nutrition, that we are only alive as our tissues are at a high enzyme level. So the faster we increase enzyme death from the standard American diet, this goal of ours of living well into older age with high energy, good physique, lots of endurance, things like that is just not going to happen because of the massive amounts of oxidative stress from all these foods and chemicals we're putting into our bodies.
Well, that is one of the things that we continually I want to say teach, but sometimes I feel like we're repeating it so much, but I don't think we can repeat it too much, and that is that life equals enzymes, and enzymes equal life. It has been made very clear, based upon research and evidence, that there cannot be activity without enzyme presence. That activity can be increased or decreased due to the enzymatic count or enzymatic activity. So we know that we can increase the activity of each and every tissue site by increasing those enzymes. And some of them we may be referencing metabolic enzymes, sometimes the various different enzymes that we're talking about, whether it's metabolic or digestive or any of the others. But there is a very direct correlation between enzymatic count and activity levels of the tissue sites within the body, also referred to as metabolism.
That's correct. So in a way, you know, age is kind of relative. And, you know, I've had some people, including myself over the years, and I've really begun to kind of come over on this side of nutrition, about 4 years ago when I started going to the chiropractor and getting spinal correction, which is another important factor for health. But, you know, I basically fell into the belief of all these illusions and how we gauge or monitor or judge somebody's health. You know, somebody who is 70 years old, who has been eating nothing but just good, clean water and eating, you know, raw enzyme-rich foods and staying away from a lot of too much cooked foods and junk food and things like that, can actually, at the tissue level, be younger than some of those of us that kind of grew up on the standard American diet. So age is kind of relative. Again, like you said, it's all about the enzyme levels, and which basically provides that life force in our tissues. And unless we get on the foods and things I was saying earlier, we may live into older age, but the quality of life is not going to be all that great. And that's definitely a phenomena that I see as well working in a hospital.
Well, having said that, let me bring a couple of things into play that's going to be really interesting and exciting for many of the listeners on this call, and that is the correlation between the enzymes and enzymatic activity and pH. Now, most of you, if not all of you, know that it's a big passion of ours here at Core Health Products to provide the tools and the education and the products to allow for an alkaline lifestyle. So you may be thinking, well, how and why are they going from enzymes and being active and that and increasing metabolism to now we're over here on the pH side and alkaline lifestyle? Folks, they are one and the same. Okay, enzymes are probably the most alkalizing nutrient that you can take into the body. Reason being is undigested foods cause a spike in acid production at a more dramatic and higher rate than any of the liquids that we can consume. Causes more acid production and spike than consuming carbonated drinks and consuming bottled water. Okay, so there is a very, very close correlation in alkalizing the body and enzymatic activity, which ultimately ties together with our youthfulness or our metabolism. Now, here's what I want to tie into that, and then we're going to have John add a few more things and his points on this. Each and every enzyme, as many of you that have heard me talk over the years, know that each and every enzyme is required for a specific substrate or a specific food. For instance, protease, for instance, is specific for proteins. That the protease family, okay, lipase is important for fat, amylase for carbohydrates. The amylase can do nothing for proteins or fats, and lipase can do nothing for the other two. They're very, very specific. Well, we go much further at Core Health Products to make sure that people understand that protease begins that digestion of protein, but there are multiple stages of digestion that each and every stage requires a different enzyme. So each enzyme is substrate specific, and each stage of digestion requires a different, unique, and specific enzyme. Well, here is the great part, and here's what ties together with making sure that we are consuming an alkaline diet and good alkaline Kangen water each and every day, is because every one of these enzymes, there are hundreds and hundreds of enzymes, and every single one of them have what we refer to as the pH for optimum activity. Okay? And that's what makes our enzymes very unique, is that we try and make sure we have the specific enzymes for the substrate and that they are and have access to those specific pH ranges. I found a study that showed, chart, I guess, is a better word for it, that's tied to a study that was used in a study, that shows what is the optimum pH, or the pH for optimum activity of each and every enzyme. And on this chart, the optimum pH of these enzymes, all digestive enzymes, range from all the way down at 1.5. See, there are certain enzymes that function optimally in an extremely acidic stage. Okay, that enzyme happens to be pepsin. Pepsin is the enzyme that begins that digestive process one of those enzymes that begin that digestive process is a protein. It's very active in the stomach. And the stomach has extremely acidic state, and that's what we want. It allows that enzyme to be at optimum activity. Now, the pH goes from 1.5, and then I can see numbers 2.5, 3.4, 6, 4, 4.5, and all of those range all the way up to the highest enzyme. Its most optimally activity is at 8.3. So it functions most efficiently in an extremely alkaline environment, and guess what enzyme that happens to be? Out of these hundreds of enzymes, or thousands of enzymes, the enzyme, an enzyme family that functions in the most alkaline environment is the lipase enzyme. The very enzyme required for the digestion, the breakdown, and ultimately the burning of fat. Folks, if you or somebody you know can say or have said, gosh, by changing the pH of my body, I've lost weight. Gosh, by becoming more alkaline, I've lost weight. Gosh, by eating a more alkaline diet, my body fat has gone down. By drinking Kangen water at 9.5 every single day, I've increased the pH of my body to the point that, man, I've lost weight somehow. It's a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's how the body functions. They have a very close correlation there. If you want to increase the activity levels of your fat-digesting enzymes, we have to make sure that we're getting that body at that optimum activity pH, which is 8.2 for the lipase enzyme. That's pretty unique, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it is. And that's something that I think as a company, and Shan, just hearing you and hearing Dr. Vickers and others and Dr. Horace Filter and Dr. Tim McKnight on these calls and just doing more research myself, I think what we have or what we are and what we're going to continue to do as a company with Core Health is to really, I think this idea of acidity and alkalinity is way overdone. We throw around those terms way too much. And I've noticed, including myself, I was very naive, and I used to throw those terms around a lot about 4 or 5 years ago, thinking I knew what I was talking about. But once you start learning about the real biochemistry of the body and how enzymes function both in an alkaline and an acidic environment, then we are getting somewhere. And that's exactly what we're doing, as a company. And you are absolutely right. No matter how many gallons of water, of medical-grade ionized or Kangen water that we drink, if we are consuming undigestible, overcooked foods and hydrogenated oils and all of this GMOs and all this kind of stuff and these proteins, it just wreaks havoc. Not only does it cause pH imbalance in the gut, but it also creates pH balance in the bloodstream. And it's like you said before, the blood will do everything it possibly can to stay at that optimal level of 7.365. It's debatable if it's 7.4, but that's besides the point. But then what's it doing? It's going to rob minerals from your bones and your connective tissues. Yes, this water does good. It helps neutralize in that because of all of the high alkaline minerals in it. But until we truly digest our foods as well and eat more raw plant-based foods and use supplemental plant-based enzymes to make sure that our foods are digesting in our mouth, our stomach, small intestine, large intestines to get full, complete digestion, which is what our products do. They're activated or deactivated depending on what part of the gut that the enzymes work in. And Shan, you've really put together this great product to know that we have all of those enzymes there to break down all of our proteins and fats and carbohydrates. you know, from the stomach all the way down, you know, through our intestines for complete breakdown and utilization, and also for increased elimination. Because if we're not eliminating our foods as well, because if we're not digesting them well, then that in and of itself can cause havoc as well, and definitely cause an imbalance in the pH.
Well, you're exactly right on that, and you know, we've got a lot of listeners on the call, and this call will be listened to several hundred times over the next week or so from downloads. And I want to state very emphatically for everybody that hears and listens to this call, if you are truly convinced that balancing the pH, okay, or probably for the lack of better terms, in most cases, improving the alkalinization or alkalizing capabilities of the body, then you truly have to take a look at a broad blend of digestive enzymes. And the part that I want to make sure that everybody understands is, whether that's my products or another company's products, I am okay with that, but understand enzymes are going to play a role in the balancing of pH in every single case, if in fact we are to truly balance that pH. And I, you know, yes, I am 100% behind and support Kangen water and drinking that every single day, no doubt. You're not going to balance the body's pH if you're not drinking good alkaline water. At the same time, you're not going to truly balance the body's pH if you're not consuming a good enzyme-rich diet as well. Some can get that from their raw foods. Most can't. Let's cut back just a little bit here, John. I want to bring out a couple of other things in direct correlation to how is it that enzymes are going to driving back home the topic of the call, how are enzymes going to help us get the old us back? How are enzymes going to help us find that usefulness? Now, I'm not going to use the name of the product, but many of you on this call know, because it's an MLM company, there is a product that's out there that is a one-product company. I don't slam them at all because there's a great concept and maybe a fantastic product, but their premise is boosting the body's production of SOD, or superoxide dismutase, okay? We want to do the exact same thing. And in part of our formula is we do have a proprietary system that boosts the natural production of SOD. Here's the interesting part, though, and here's why I wanted to bring that out. And for this reason, I commend that company and any other company that can truly increase production of SOD, which is and has been proven to be the most potent and powerful form of antioxidant. As we all know, if the body oxidizes faster, then we age faster. Oxidation is aging. Aging is oxidation. Oxidation is rusting, deterioration, aging, slowing the process, all of those kinds of things. Okay, so if you see or hear, well, you know, there's a very important antioxidant called SOD, and SOD is going to help us find that usefulness, and that's what this company is really building off of, saying that this antioxidant is really going to give you the best the antioxidizing potential and give you usefulness. Folks, guess what SOD stands for? Superoxide dismutase. Guess what superoxide dismutase is? It's an enzyme. SOD is a very specific enzyme that allows or offers enzymatic activity that neutralizes oxidation. Okay, so my point that I'm making is, in almost every single case of getting the body back to where we want it, whether it was 50 years ago or whether it was 50 minutes ago, enzymatic activity is mandatory, and it comes from antioxidizing enzymes such as SOD, such as catalase, such as many of those other glutathione, many of those other antioxidizing enzymes, or whether we're talking digestive enzymes from protease to lipase to amylase to peptidase to pepsin to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those that work in specific pHs. If we will increase our intake of broad-range enzymes, whether it be from antioxidizing enzymes or digestive or any other, we can see and show evidence, research supports, reducing and getting back to that functioning more efficiently of the body. pH plays a very, very vital role. And that's why when 4 years ago I was introduced to Kangen water, at the time, I had a very and continue to have a very successful nutritional supplementation business, Core Health Products, and so I brought Kangen water into my business. It was a great and continues to be a great addition, and I hope that each and every one of you can see how those two tie together. One cannot function efficiently. One cannot function optimally without the other. pH is important. Enzymes are important. They work synergistically together. John, to add?
Yeah, I in order to also, be thankful that I've had the privilege as well of drinking Kangen, and I say medical-grade ionized water, Sam, because there's a lot of machines and technologies out there that are not certified medical devices. And if they're not, I just err on the side of caution and really kind of steer away from those things. But the beauty of also drinking this highly oxygen-rich water is that when you consume it, it actually does help with balancing the gut by increasing the ability for good gut bacteria to flourish. And then with good gut bacteria, you also have more of your enzymes in the gut to help you break those foods down as well. So, I mean, that's why, to a degree, sometimes this does help the digestive process prepare itself for digestion. Now, I discourage against drinking any water during a meal because it upsets, the pH balance of the body. But if you can drink a few of a few cups of this, maybe 30 to 45 minutes prior to, get that, gut ready, for digestion, take in your food and use our broad blend enzymes, then those two will help with the reduction of over-acidity in the body and keep the body at a level, the pH level, that maximizes not only our digestion and absorption of nutrients, but also that very slowing down of our tissues and our organs. Because the truth of the matter is we all are aging, but these are ways in which we can use these mechanisms to slow that down. And another thing, too, about superoxide dismutase and glutathione, Shan, I mean, that's why I love when we came and put together the Core Greens, because there's lots of those things that actually help with these antioxidizing enzymes to be produced in the body to go in and basically help to cool down the body and help to combat oxidative stress as well. So I'm thankful as well that we have that product.
Well, it's interesting. We're getting more and more testimonials, if you will, from doctors and people, therapy clinics. I know here at our own therapy clinic, at Fisher Sport Clinic down here, we're seeing that the greens is really providing a great antioxidation, if you will, or reduce that oxidative stress, which allows for a much, much quicker recovery. So, the greens are that alkalizing process. A lot of the water stores across the country are making the greens available as a shot. When someone comes in to fill up their alkaline water, their Kangen water, they'll give them a free shot of 9.5 water with one serving of the greens in there. And, I don't want to get off subject, but a lot of you listeners on this call need to understand that the the alkalizing mechanism in a liquid is different than the alkalizing mechanism in and from a nutrient. Both very important. So it is important that we alkalize the body from the nutritional perspective as well. And the greens have served to go hand in hand with the water on that. So. Another thing I want to point out, and this is most of you probably, hopefully you opened the email and you saw a study that we shared with everybody that, and I'm going to use the exact words that came back from a Major League Baseball trainer, a trainer that's been in Major League Baseball for many years, understands the industry very well. And when I spoke with him about this study in particular, he called me because he had some questions on it. He said, "Shan, if in fact what we're seeing stands, this could be a game changer." And I thought that was very unique coming from this individual. And here's why, guys, without going into much detail. Many of you have heard me say that undigested foods cause a spike in acid production, much more so than any of the liquids that we can drink. Well, the worst of those foods is protein. When we consume protein that does not have enzymes in it, so anytime we cook chicken, cooked beef, cooked turkey, cooked eggs, cooked pork, cooked anything, the protein shake, anything, cooked fish, anything that is protein that is cooked has no enzymes whatsoever. We chew it up, we swallow it. That causes a massive spike in acid production, more so than carbohydrates or fats. And so with that, as we see that almost every bit of protein that we consume in America is cooked or processed. Very seldom can you ever find raw protein. So the majority of it is cooked, causing that massive spike in acid production. Well, with this study, what we found, guys, and you can find it if you didn't open up the email that we sent out. You can find it on our website under the Knowledge Center. Let me make sure I'm telling you right here. On our website, in the Knowledge Center, and then about halfway down, you'll see a protein infographic. And when you click on that protein infographic, you will see where we point out that when consuming 50 grams of protein, okay, so that's a big chicken, a big steak, you know, whatever, 50 grams of protein comes in, what that does is, and this is a double-blind study, the max increase in the first group was a 30% increase in what are called amino acids. Now, it's important because you all remember me saying that protein cannot be used by the body. Protein is digested down into amino acids, and amino acids are used for not only muscle growth for athletes, but more importantly, amino acids are what are used for the repairing process of injury, of torn meniscus, of, you know, all and any injury, any type of tissue rebuilding or recovery. Amino acids are mandatory. They're like the bricks to build the house. They're the building blocks for recovery. So you have an injury, you have inflammation, you have gout, you have whatever those types of things are, the body needs amino acids to rebuild those injured areas. 50 grams of protein boosts the amino acid count in the bloodstream at the max at 30%. That exact same 50 grams when given to the next group with digestive enzymes, with the proteolytic enzymes, the enzymes that we specialize in, that went to an amino acid level of 126%. Guys, that is truly game-changing in so many senses of the word. If not, if you throw out any of the benefits that that's going to offer to athletes to build muscle, if you throw out all the benefits from helping people recover from injury, from surgeries, from anything else, look at it strictly from the pH perspective. If we increase digestion of that protein that dramatically, that means we are reducing that need for acid production. I'm saying it as convinced as I've ever been in my life. I absolutely know and 100% convinced that alkaline water and protein, specifically digesting enzymes, like what's in our digestive health and the core health pack and the joint health and so on, are mandatory for balancing that body's pH. I will suggest to you that if you look through our website, our core health pack is our flagship product. It has all of your enzymes and probiotics and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and herbs, and it has all of those things in there. The cost on it is $50, but folks, I'm going to suggest at a minimum, try the Digestive Health. If you haven't already, the Digestive Health has direct correlation to this study that I'm sharing with you that you can find on our website. The Digestive Health has those enzymes and those probiotics that increase the breakdown of protein dramatically, increase the building blocks for the body, for recovery, for muscle growth, for metabolism, for all those things, and it reduces the production of acid. It goes hand in hand. At a minimum, Digestive Health should be taken every single day. Now, for clarity, the Digestive Health product is in the Core Health Pack, but if for some reason you are someone that say, I can't afford the Core Health Pack, it's $50, or I don't need the vitamins and minerals that are in the Core Health Pack, you absolutely need the enzymes and the probiotics, which are in that Digestive Health. This study is groundbreaking. It's truly a game changer, and I know that it goes hand in hand with balancing that body's pH. So, John, to add to that?
Yeah, I know we've been talking a lot about digestion and ionized water. I mentioned raw foods, superfoods, using a broad blend of supplemental enzymes, fermented foods, and sprouted foods are to help begin to reverse that overtaxing and increasing aging side of things. I mean, those are definitely imperative that people need to do, and we talk about those things in our book, Living Alkaline in an Acidic World. But the truth of the matter is, Shan, is I used to be this way where I was kind of like, man, you know, veganism's maybe the way or vegetarianism is the way, and the truth of the matter is I don't really advocate necessarily for a type of, you know, nutrition or a certain type of program per se, because all of our needs are different. And, you know, especially with athletes, and I've worked with collegiate athletes myself and just, you know, your average people, you know, on the street, and people are still going to consume decent amounts of animal protein. And we're not going out there, we're not eating it raw, and I know some people actually do eat raw meats, of course, you know, like the Eskimos high in, you know, the northern regions around the world, and we can't advocate for that because our guts are not conducive for that. But where they can digest the proteins and the fats pre-digestively in the stomach. But, you know, we have to cook our meats and stuff. So yes, I tell athletes, okay, if you want to, you know, build endurance, if you want to strengthen and build muscle, yes, it does take animal protein to really do so. But let's do that where we can definitely get more of the utilization of eating that chicken breast or that piece of fish or, you know, that grilled steak or whatever. Make sure we're breaking that down, reduce the acid production and also the protein absorption, but also increasing the elimination as well of that food because that's extremely important. And I've noticed a big difference with, you know, having people drink the Kangen water and also, you know, consume our products and stuff, and they definitely notice a world of difference. Still increased endurance, athletic ability, all those things. Strength just goes up.
Well, John, actually, let's take just a few minutes, if you would, because I don't want anybody, I know that I do a lot of work with athletes and professional athletes, and most of what people see on my Facebook and stuff like that are with teams and athletes and so on, and you've done the same. However, you are an extremely well-respected and in high demand as a personal trainer and a health coach. I know you've had some unbelievable testimonials. Would that be okay to share some of those testimonials? And we're talking from general public. I know you've had some people that have lost tremendous amounts of weight or increased their energy or whatever. Would you be willing to share some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I actually have three. And, I've also, before getting on this call, I wanted to, make sure I got their permission to disclose their information, and I've gotten the okay. The first guy is Greg Dawson. He's a guy that's owned, him and I went to Trevecca Nazarene University, which is a private Nazarene college here in Nashville, Tennessee. And I knew him from about 10 years ago. And, he contacted me. He, heard a lot about this, living an alkaline lifestyle and stuff. And so he basically was asking me, where do I get this information? So we sat down and, I got him on a few of our products, the Core Pack, the Digestive Health, and the Core EFAs. Me, Chan, I don't just take one thing dealing with somebody's health. It's a plethora of things we need to do to sustain weight loss and also longevity. So he got the product. He started drinking the Kangen water immediately, a gallon a day, and he said it was extremely hard for him to drink that much water, just regular water, filtered water. He was doing that. He was eating a lot of and utilizing, the juices and things. A lot of he just now started to utilizing our raw desserts and things like that, and meals in our book. And within just 7 days, now exercise is important, but he told me within just 7 days he lost 12 pounds. He increased energy, he told me. He feels overall, he just feels better. But also, I think what helped with, again, focusing on the utilization of nutrients, not just consumption, and he's eating more whole, rich, raw foods as well, along with drinking the water and taking the enzymes, but increasing elimination. Had frequent bowel movements and stuff, and that is a big part of people's weight loss. So he's extremely excited. He's got his wife doing it as well. He's got his kids as well. I know that his one of his sons may be dealing with some mental health stuff, and he's going to get him on the Core Green Chan. Something I wanted to tell you. Because, with the increased rise of autism and stuff, me working also at a mental health hospital, we're seeing that more of. So he's going to share that with him because he knows the production of glutathione can actually help with that. So it's not only impacted him, but also the rest of his family. And that was my first story. And probably out of the three, this one's probably my most inspirational story. My coworker, Jessica Barrett, she came to me, I think, back in March, and again, she got on the Core Pack, Digestive Health, the Core EFAs, started drinking the Kangen water, a gallon of that a day, juicing, eating a lot more raw foods and things like that, and within just a matter of 3 weeks, she was down 17 pounds. It helped her regularity. She also had clearer skin, more energy. And Shan, I know we talk about these physical things that happen to people and the way that they change, and it's great, and I love it. But we also need to look at the spiritual, the emotional, and the mental side of being human. And for her, she had just greater emotional well-being. She had a more optimistic view of life. And alkalizing the body does that. It helps not only the body to function better, but also the brain as well. And she has aspired to want to go and become a nurse. She has two daughters, and now because she's doing so well, it's pushed her into going into a nursing school, actually starting this coming fall. So when she was at a dentist's doctor for such a very long time, and when somebody is highly acidic and they're not putting nutrients in their bodies and things like that, it does not only affect your physical well-being, but also your emotional and mental and spiritual as well. So, that to me was just extremely inspirational and motivating for me to see that. And, of course, she's also teaching these principles that we teach in the book that just came out to her children as well. She has two beautiful daughters, and, you know, they love it as well. And the third one is my best friend. I've known him. His name is Nathan Napier. I've known him since my days at Tribeca when I was studying religion and philosophy in preparation to go into ministry. He also started doing the Core Pack and the Joint Health and the Core EFAs. Now, with him, he doesn't drink, you know, ionized water. Maybe every once in a while he will, but just regular filtered water. But he's been on the product now for, you know, a few years. He's been following, you know, pretty much the principles we teach with the foods in our book, and also taking our products, the Core Pack, the Joint Health, and the Core EFAs. And within, you know, 2 years or so, he's barely been sick, I think maybe once. He's increased endurance. His strength in the gym at 33 years old is 3 times better than it was when he was actually in his 20s. Also, you mentioned the joint health as well, Shan, with the, you know, making sure we digest our proteins, but then also taking the joint in between to clean up those joint areas to reduce inflammation. I used to have this extreme popping in his elbows, and that's pretty much gone away. He's increased his lean muscle mass. He's avoided extreme bloating as well. A lot of times when people, when guys or females put on mass, they get very bloated. He's never experienced that. It increased his regularity. He also has faster recovery time in the gym. And like I said, he's bigger and stronger now at 33, you know, than ever before in his life. So those are, and each of these people come from different walks of life, whether they're athletes or just, you know, your average person on the street. These principles transcend just talking about athletes. You know, Shan, you've said this before, as much as we'd love to do that and we have a passion for it, but, you know, the kinds of principles that we teach with Core Health is definitely something that needs to get out there because our country is not getting any better regarding health. And so, yeah, those were three stories there, and I hope that that encourages people who may not be emotionally ready or physically ready or whatever to know that don't give up. Find somebody that's going to be, you know, a teacher at heart. And not necessarily, you know, push the water or even our products, but just educate you and encourage you along the way. But like I said, the spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental revival I've seen personally in people on this new journey of living an alchemist lifestyle has been not only transforming for them, but also transforming for me as well.
Well, that's great, John, and I appreciate your time tonight. As always, I appreciate all the efforts and contributions you made to Core Health. I really think that tonight's call is one of the most important calls that we have ever done, and that's certainly not to diminish the value of any of the other calls, because they are all important, but I'm just getting more and more confident. I've been in this industry for over 20 years, and I can say that I'm more energized as far as what I'm seeing in the research, the data, the focus of a lot of the studies that are coming out, really supporting what we've taught for over 20 years. I absolutely believe, and for each and every person on this call, that there are a few simple things that can be done to improve your quality of life as you know it today. Balance the body's pH. That can be done with both ionized water as well as alkaline or alkalizing nutrients such as the greens. And secondly, making sure that you're getting maximum amounts of digestive enzymes that are broad spectrum and that are pH sensitive, and that is a very unique aspect of Core Health products. We understand the pH, the value of proper pH for activity within the enzymes. And so our blending of these enzymes and the coenzymes always have that in mind. Whether you're getting the products from Core Health Products or from another company, just make sure you're getting enzymes in your daily diet. Absolutely mandatory in the life that we are living in today. So with that, guys, I am truly appreciative for each and every one of you that come to these calls, that look through our website, that follow us on Facebook or Twitter or any of the other media outlets, if you will, out there. I'm truly honored that you guys will try and use and look at our products. I really think that we've made a lot of difference in a lot of people based upon the testimonials that we get and the continued increase of business that we receive. So I humbly, on behalf of my wife and my three kids, I thank each and every one of you for supporting us and allowing us to continue to fund different research or different programs or different protocols or provide complimentary product to the homeless or, you know, we work with a lot of different charities and nonprofit organizations, and I thank you all so very, very much for that support that allows us to do that. Like every call to close out, we typically have a special. And one of the things that I want to draw everyone's attention to is that we have our Christmas in July promotion going on right now. It's only for two more days, but if you haven't looked through our products for the Christmas in July, then you'll want to go to CoreHealthProducts.com. Under products, the very first heading is Christmas in July. And there is a package for everybody, and those savings are anywhere from 20 to upwards of 40% discounts. So these are actually bigger discounts, bigger specials, really, than anything that we've ever offered in the past by way of ending a call. But I will throw in and let everybody know that through midnight tonight, to anybody that places an order tonight, anything that is ordered over $100, I will throw in one free joint health. All orders over $200 will be two joint healths, and all orders over $300 will be three free joint healths. Joint health is a product that continues to grow in popularity. We see it as a great anti-inflammatory product that goes right along with the waters that we drink and the digestive enzymes. The different packages that we have in there, we have probably the most popular is our Get Balanced package. That has four bottles of the Digestive Health, and that's what I want to really, really, really emphasize for the call tonight. That is your primary product for increased digestion, gut health, immune system with the probiotics and so on. That really is, you're getting three bottles and you're getting one free plus a Living Alkaline in an Acidic World DVD. Then our Get Alkaline special, that one is real popular, really alkalizes the body with our greens and our Corpac and so on. We have some book bundles. If you haven't had an opportunity to look at or read our new book, it's a fantastic book, 130-some pages. Of recipes, alkalizing recipes, information from Dr. Filter, Dr. Carpenter, myself, Dr. Horst Filter, and Dr. McKnight. That was the name that I forgot. Billy Weiss, a lot of them. Our DVD bundles. Just check them out on there. Those specials are only for another 2 days before they go away, so I hope you have an opportunity to take advantage of those specials. Folks, we're at the top of the hour. We thank you so much for your time and your continued support. We hope that each and every one of you have a great night and a great week. John, thank you again for your time and efforts in supporting Core Health and all of our writing and literature and everything else in your time tonight. So thank you all and good night.